Hello there.
Hello there.
And welcome to What If Qui-Gon Didn't Die? This week, this episode, we are doing something slightly different. We are going to be talking about a different film.
A different film indeed. That was put out to question to the listeners the other week when you did your little boomer video. We've had a couple of replies.
Yes.
And our good friend Jave responded first, so we've chosen you, sir. And what film did he pick, Jamie?
He chose the SpongeBob SquarePants movie. Thank you, Mr. Krabs.
Money!
Yes, so, first of all, SpongeBob movie, the SpongeBob SquarePants movie...
The.
...came out in 2004.
Yeah, cool. That makes me feel old.
Yeah, 20 years ago. Insane.
Yeah, in the cinema, like, it's as if it was only a couple of years ago, it was this massive thing that Nickelodeon did. But for it to be that old, where's the time gone?
Who knows? And I think they've done two or three more films since then.
Oh, have they?
And I've watched them all.
They've done more films?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't. They've passed me right by.
Yeah, some of them.
Apologies, avid SpongeBob fans.
I mean, Squidward is... special in one of them.
Yeah.
Because he's got rock hard abs. Which I've always really enjoyed. I always thought that was really funny. Especially in Squidward's own special voice.
Yeah.
So very, very good. So we were tasked with watching SpongeBob movie. Now, I can exclusively reveal that one half of us have actually watched the film.
I've been busy, all right? Yes.
Guess you didn't.
Yeah, I'm sorry, people. I have not watched it recently. But I can remember the main gist of it. And Jamie's here. He's going to do most of the talk in this session anyway.
Which is daunting. Right. And I only watched it a couple of days ago. I've watched it many times beforehand.
I have seen it, yeah. I've seen it a few times, but it's just not recently enough.
And this is, I've almost done more research for this film than any other research because I watched it more recently.
Yeah, because I didn't even rewatch The Matrix in the end. My brain so plugged in with it, we did so well remembering all the cool bits from that film.
If we got them in the right order.
Yeah, we probably didn't.
But nobody's corrected us, so it mustn't be that bad.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
So the SpongeBob SquarePants movie, essentially the premise is that King Neptune's crown gets stolen and SpongeBob and Patrick have to go and retrieve it.
The legends.
That is the plot.
It's essentially...
very simple.
What's that cartoon? Hero Time? Hero Quest?
I don't know.
Yeah, with the little dog. And it's like them two going on a little adventure. Oh,
yes. I know which one you mean, yes. Yeah.
Adventure Time. It's SpongeBob and Patrick's Adventure Time. Nearly called him Squidward then, but no. Yeah, it's a cool film and it's funny. Because SpongeBob, let's be fair, is always funny.
Yeah.
It's loud, it's colourful, it's...
really irritating if you didn't grow up with it.
Yeah, that's it.
I can imagine people who didn't watch SpongeBob growing up or... certainly at an age that they found it accepting, would watch it and go, this is too much. This is, how do people find this funny?
Yeah.
But it is funny, whether people like it or not.
Yeah.
If you tuned into it.
Yeah.
But it's also very slapstick, I think. It's very...
it's for kids.
Absurd, yeah.
Yeah, it's made for kids with a couple of adult humoury, like hidden, like all cartoons. Every cartoon has a little something for the dads. And the mums, because they have to sit through it with the kids. So you can go, oh, look at that. Looks like a nipple. Even though it's not meant to be. The kids are going, oh, look, it's an ice cream cone. You're going, But that's just a little thing for the mummies and daddies there, you know, watching it. But I like that about cartoons, because the writers have a bit more, you know, they have a bit more sort of wavering, you know, liability when it's like, oh, but it's actually just funny for kids.
Yeah.
Even though I definitely know it weren't meant that way, sort of thing. But, you know, it's cool. And like we say, you know, it's basically a cartoon version of ADHD, SpongeBob.
Oh, it's
if somebody it's made insane, ADHD into a cartoon, it would just be SpongeBob laughing manically for hours on end.
That reminds me of probably my favourite SpongeBob episode. And I've never watched all of them.
Mm.
But there's one where he wants to become a stand-up comedian.
I think I've seen that one.
And he just looks in the mirror, and every time he sees himself in the mirror, he laughs. And that had me going. If you've not seen it, it sounds ridiculous. How could that possibly be funny? But I enjoyed it at the time. So
again, it's SpongeBob. It's made funny.
Yeah.
Because of his voice and because of the way it's drawn and because of the sort of, it's like you said earlier, SpongeBob's what, 30 years old?
Yeah, I think he's supposed to be mid-30s.
But he's...
In fact, he's probably even... I think he's supposed to be mid-30s at the time he's at this film, which is 20 years ago.
So he's even older, but he's still a child.
Yeah.
You know, that's why he connects with kids in the audience and stuff like that. That's why kids and, you know, young adults find it so funny.
Yeah.
SpongeBob, just because of the way it is.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I think one of the things I actually really enjoy about it is the you say about the different sort of way it's drawn. It varies depending on the scene. Like sometimes it looks, it's almost like a Ren and Stimpy cartoon.
Yeah, yeah.
And that sometimes it's really sort of like clean lines and very friendly looking. And then sometimes it's like really sort of dark drawings and you're like, oh, right, now we can see he's in a bad place here. So like, for example, in the film, they go to, they are Goofy Goobers and they go in to have some ice cream. And when they're in there, when they're in there, SpongeBob's actually upset because he didn't get the position of manager for the Krusty Krab 2 because he was told he was too childish. He's still just a kid.
Yeah, even though he's nearly 40 years old.
And so he's in there and he's crying. So he's obviously upset. Then Patrick turns up and Patrick's always the comic relief. He's always just happy, isn't he? He's so simple.
Yeah.
He's happy. I mean, he lives under a rock.
Yeah. He's a starfish. He's always happy.
Yeah. And he gets an ice cream, a massive ice cream with bananas.
The three-tiered goober or something like that, isn't it?
And SpongeBob doesn't want it at first.
No.
But then he has it and he's happy.
Yeah.
And you just get all this happiness and all this light and it's great. And then the next day you see him and he's got stubble and he's hungover.
He's gack mouth, purple-eyed.
Yeah.
And the bloke's like, I want to go home. It's 8 a.m. It's like they've had too many whiskeys at the bar.
Yes.
Because the actual adult section is called
the nut bar.
The nut bar.
Yeah, yeah.
even though he said he's a child, but he has a drink in the adult section and he has a cry in the adult section and then they have ice cream and it's crazy. Whoever sat there and thought about like scenes like that, you just sing bravo.
Yeah.
Because that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
That you know, they have a sugar high until they basically get drunk. They get drunk on sugar and then they pass out and the place is an absolute tip. Like, what did they do?
Oh, they were having a great time.
Yeah.
And the person who dresses up as the nut.
Oh, just...
He's getting forced to be danced with on stage and he's not having a good time. He just wants to do his job and then go home.
Yeah, yeah.
You know underneath that suit there is a fish folk.
He's just not happy.
He's not happy.
Just like the waiter of the nut bar.
Yeah,
and he's getting covered in ice cream. And he's just like, I just want to go home, man. Very good how the writers, they make most of the people not fantasy cartoony.
Mm.
Like they're very normalised in their approach.
Just like people, though. I think that's what helps us relate is that the fish folk, the unnamed characters,
the NPCs,
they do look very similar,
different
colors perhaps, but generally quite similar looking, just like people in real life. They all blend in. Your friends you recognize, your family you recognize as being different, but people you don't know all look the same.
They're all just one crowd, aren't they?
It's kind of weird how that works in your own mind, but it is really good that they get the occasional input and then they're out again and you'll never see the character again.
But it's the most normalised input you'd have
because
they might think SpongeBob is just this crazy dude and they're just like, man, I just want my burger. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I just want my burger. And you would get that in real life, though.
Mm.
And then it's covered up by SpongeBob's weird little laugh or, you know, Squidward being doing something annoying or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just like, real life, yeah. But no, oh, that scene is funny, yeah. I just love the way they wake up as if they've been out in the town all weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And they've only been in there about 12 hours. And then he's late for work.
And then he's late for work, and then he remembers how upset he is about being at work.
Yeah, and he gets all angry again.
But he loves that job. Oh, he lives for that job.
He's the best paddy flipper, isn't he?
Oh, by far. He's number one fry cook.
Yeah.
He's employee of the month every month.
Because he's the only employee.
Well, Squidward's an employee.
Yeah, but he don't flip paddies, does he?
He doesn't care, does he?
He's just token.
Yeah, he just sits at the front taking people's money.
Yeah, he just works there to pay the rent off.
Yeah.
To pay the rent off his little dark, gloomy home.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a miserable sod, isn't he?
Miserable old coot. But we see characters like that in so many things, because in Paddington, what's the old guy's name? And he's like a miserable old geezer. Oh,
yeah, the guy who's sort of neighbourhood watch almost. Yeah. Yeah.
But then obviously in the animated one that I watched with my niece, he's a grumpy old miser. And yet he does all these cool things and like has all these cool, these little funny things that he does. And he's actually a sweet old guy in there. And that's just Squidward's that character, isn't he?
Mm.
You know, he's moaning, he hates SpongeBob, he hates Patrick, he thinks they're both stupid. But actually, they're probably his best mates.
Well, he hasn't got any friends, has he?
No.
I don't think. Well, he might do, but they're out of town. Yeah. Always.
Yeah. They're not a Bikini Bottom, they're a Bikini Top.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, so I enjoy several things in this film. I enjoy the art style. I enjoy how things change. I enjoy the baddies, the villains, because there's quite a few dark characters.
Yes.
So, for example, they're driving along. They go to get some gas in their paddy wagon.
Paddy wagon.
And they pull up at this gas station. You've got a couple of guys who are there and they're just making jokes and whatever. And one of them says, does that take mustard or ketchup? And then they're slapping their thighs. Having a great time. And then somebody comes and steals their car.
Yeah.
Just like that. Because they say, you won't last 10 seconds when you cross this border.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, really? And they drive off. And then they get this car gets stolen. The guy turns up and just goes out of the car. And they go, yep, okay. And they go back to these two old guys at the gas station who are just like 10 foot away.
Yeah.
And they went, how long was that? And they went, 12 seconds. And yeah! Absolutely nuts. But
childish humour again, though, yeah.
And then that guy takes their car to a place called the Thug Tug.
which is just hilarious in itself, yeah.
And that whole scene at the Thug Tug is brilliant because when SpongeBob and Patrick eventually arrive, they do not fit in. It's very dark, very gloomy,
yeah.
And there's a bright yellow sponge and a bright pink starfish walking, but nobody really notices them.
Yeah,
they end up in the bathroom and they're going to wash their hands, and as SpongeBob is using the soap dispenser, suddenly bubbles come out. And they get so excited. This whole bathroom, which is gloomy, becomes pink and iridescent. And they're dancing around and one bubble makes it through out of the bathroom into the main bar.
Yeah.
And the landlord is like, who blew this bubble? And gets them all to sing the Goofy Goober theme tune. Or he has it playing in the background to see if somebody will sing it.
Right.
And he's about to just pin it on SpongeBob and Patrick, who are they cannot contain themselves.
Yeah.
They want to sing the Goofy Goober song.
Of course they do.
Because it's so catchy.
And they're Goofy Goobers, don't they?
They are Goofy Goobers. But they're not bubble-blowing babies because they're men.
Yeah.
Or are they?
Grown-ass men.
Anyway, it turns out somebody else starts singing out of nowhere just as they're about to break. Just in the outside a shot, there's just somebody going, bum, 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 bum. And it's a double, it's a guy with two heads.
Oh.
A double-headed fish, I suppose.
Yeah.
And he's a bubble-blowing double baby.
Oh, no.
Because he's got two heads.
Yeah.
But yeah, then they manage to get their car back, and then there's Dennis.
Dennis?
Do you remember Dennis? Dennis is the guy who chases them. He's basically an assassin. He's a biker.
Yeah.
And he's super strong. And he is an intimidating force in the film.
Yeah.
there is a point where SpongeBob and Patrick have mustaches.
Yes.
They're given mustaches, which are just bits of lettuce. And they think they're invincible because they've just gone through this montage of being invincible.
Yeah.
By luck, but they are. And Dennis turns up. And so I think SpongeBob says, "Step aside, young man. Today I'm feeling friendly and I'm going to allow you this option to live," or words to that effect. That's not exactly what he says, but that's the impression. And he just laughs at them and then goes, and he just pulls their top lips until these bits of lettuce pop off. And they're like, "Oh." And he says, "This is what a man looks like." And he pulls down his bandana across his mouth and he just goes, and just his mustache pops out, full bushy mustache, and it's brilliant.
Of course it does. Yeah.
It's so good. So good. So yeah, then they end up, they're on the way to Shell City.
Shell City.
Because they need to retrieve King Neptune's crown, which is stolen by Plankton.
Plankton, the evil little shyster.
Yes. He's a devious little boy. With Karen, his robot wife.
Oh, Karen. Of course her name's Karen. Does she ask to see the manager?
She's the nice one. He's evil, and she's there against her will.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think there's a part where he says, "Karen, my robot wife," and she's like, "Not by choice." Again, though, that's humour for the adults, isn't it? That's
Yeah. It's not really for the kids. That is for the adults, that joke. Yeah,
but quite funny. Very brief. Just in there. And you think,
a little peck on the cheek of, guys, have
some of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so SpongeBob and Patrick, they're then on the way to Shell City, and they don't have any choice because they get captured by the Cyclops.
Yep.
Which is just a man in a diving suit with a single,
yeah, it's an old style diving suit. Yeah,
proper bell helmet type thing going on.
Yeah, bell end.
And
bell head,
and he takes them back to his souvenir shop, which is called Shell City.
Yeah,
and he dries them out under a lamp. And you think,
yeah, he does. Yeah, and that's actually really bad for starfish
and sponges.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's the end of them. It's so close. They dry out and you think, oh.
And they're actually really small, aren't they?
Yeah. And it cuts back. And we haven't mentioned this yet, but there's pirates. So at the very start of the film, it's live action pirates and they're singing the theme tune and they're having a great time. And then they bundle into the cinema to watch the SpongeBob movie.
Mm.
And at this point, you haven't seen them for ages, but suddenly it cuts back to them. And they're all crying because they think that SpongeBob and Patrick are dead.
Yeah.
They're not dead.
No.
Because they just need rehydrating.
Yeah.
And when they cry, not the pirates, when SpongeBob and Patrick have that final tear as they're about to dry out.
To dry out for the end, yeah.
That little tear runs down this little board they're on and ends up frying a socket where the lamp's on, which then smokes and sets off the sprinklers, and then they come back to life. Within this shop is full of all these googly-eyed, dehydrated fish folk and starfish and all. And you see lots of Patricks all of a sudden pop up and...
yeah.
Just out of nowhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this leads us up to them escaping. But they need to get back to Bikini Bottom. They've got the crown. But they're going to run out of time. Neptune is about to... He's about to execute
Mr. Krabs. Yeah.
So the only way to get back quickly is David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, the man.
Which...
Because it's funny because he's live action, isn't he?
Yes.
In the film. So they've once again taken the art style and flipped it almost on his head. And then, that's pretty good how they did that bit. I always really like it when they do sort of real life with SpongeBob art. It's quite good.
Yeah, I remember when I first saw him, so years and years ago, first seeing David Hasselhoff turn up, you're like, what?
Yeah. Because you hadn't seen him for ages then. I know he's been in a few more things now, but after Baywatch, he wasn't in so much, and then he was brought almost back to life because SpongeBob was so big.
Yeah.
and that when he was in it, everybody was like, "Oh, David Hasselhoff! David Hasselhoff!
Yeah,
how cool is that? Like, he must really like SpongeBob, and it's just a bit of a laugh, you know, and all of this, and yeah, to be fair play to him."
Yeah, he's just so funny. He just plays it perfectly, and he gets those two to ride on his back as he sort of speedboats along the water. Yeah. He doesn't swim; he just speedboats.
Yeah.
Before he then launches them back in using his pecs.
Yeah. Yes, he does. Doink doink.
Yeah, sort of his pecs sort of come out as squares, split open a bit.
Yeah.
So that they can fit in between, and then he squeezes them back together, sort of creating pressure to then fire them straight back into Bikini Bottom as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Which is,
it's just a mad section. The whole film's mad. Yeah. But then when it does stuff like that, you're like, that's crazy.
It's just absurd, isn't it? The whole thing is a fever dream.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, it's a great film for ADHD because it never shuts up and it never stops for 2 minutes. But it is cool and it is funny. And like I said, it's colourful and funny little songs and stuff like that. It's just memorable.
Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. There are other films in the series and I've not watched one I didn't like.
No.
But I think that's just something about how ridiculous the humour is.
Yeah. And if you've grown up watching SpongeBob, you're more open to the, like we said before, you're more open to the humour itself and how it's written. And like the voices and the acting in it. So if I started watching it now without never watching it, I would think it was drivel.
Oh, yeah. No, I imagine most people would, yeah.
But because we've all watched it growing up and you've got their memories of you've always had one mate who loves it indefinitely, you know, and they always went on about it in school and they probably still watch it to this day.
Yeah.
You know, if it's on, they'll rather watch that than anything else. And you go, oh, God, yeah, you'll never change. You'll be on your deathbed. What do you want to do? SpongeBob.
Yeah, right.
You know, cause it's just that kooky, crazy, colourful thing. You know, I'm not saying you have as a child in his mind, you know. But you always have that one mate, don't you?
Yes.
And they absolutely love it. And you can see why.
Yeah, because it is funny.
Yeah.
If you're on board with it, it's so funny.
Mm. And there's always some little joke which you will get.
Yeah.
You know. And then,
and it just tickles. It's so all over the place that there is probably a joke in there for everybody.
Yeah.
Of every humour type.
Yeah.
But you've got... For some people, it's harder to find it because you've got to endure the rest of it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You need to be in the zone to watch it and to keep up with it as well. Because it is basically just a really long episode of SpongeBob.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not done any differently. There's no sort of extra stuff. You know, it is a basic episode of SpongeBob, but an hour and a half long. And it's a roller coaster sound and emotion.
Well, if you would like to watch more SpongeBob movies, you should watch A Sponge Out of Water.
Okay.
That one, if I've not got it mixed up, is Antonio Banderas.
Oh yeah.
He's actually the baddie.
Puss in Boots.
Yes. And there is also a dolphin.
Oh, okay.
Who's in charge of the universe.
Oh, so, they are the smartest creatures.
Yes, and he's voiced by Matt Berry, who has got a very distinctive voice.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
If you know who Matt Berry is. If you don't, he does the voiceover stuff for Absolute Radio.
Yes.
So if you can think of, if anybody knows that.
Didn't he do Toast? He
is Toast of London. He's also in The Mighty Boosh.
Yes, he was in The Mighty Boosh. And then he did that sort of ghost and vampire thing.
Oh, yes.
I can't remember.
I don't know if I watched that one.
No, I saw it advertised. I watched a couple of episodes.
He was also in Dark Place.
Yes.
Garth Marenghi's Dark Place, which, I mean, if anybody should watch it, that is so funny. It's so good.
Mm.
But yeah, Matt Berry. I do like Matt Berry, though.
Yeah, I like his voice. He was funny, Mighty Boosh.
Yes, very funny.
Mm.
And because he's so distinctive sounding, he's just got this voice which is just amazing.
Yeah, you'd know him a mile off.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, that's a whole 25 minutes of SpongeBob.
25 minutes of SpongeBob. Yeah, it's crazy kooky fun. And if you haven't seen it, you know, get your kids to watch it with you. Because, you know, at least if they're laughing, you can go, oh, okay, so it is actually quite funny.
Yeah, it's only like an hour and 20, so it's not even long.
Yeah, it's not like a this day and age 2 hour long, yeah, you know, slog. It's just a funny, like I said, elongated episode.
Yes.
You know, it's quite easy to sit and watch. You know, it says, oh, you didn't watch it, but
and it's on Netflix as well, so it's
easily accessible.
Easily accessible for most people.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm sure it's on normal TV. It's probably on there somewhere of a weekend for the nippers. But yeah, and I love Yav, and I knew the second you put out that video,
he was going to ask that
Yav was going to go for SpongeBob, because there's not a day where he shows up to work not wearing any SpongeBob socks.
Yeah, exactly.
If he doesn't wear SpongeBob socks to work, the bloke's ill. Right? I'm surprised his car ain't yellow with a little Patrick sticker on the back bumper. Oh,
should be.
You know, he should have a little yellow car. But yeah, great, great fun. Great little film. Just crazy. Like I say, I'd probably struggle to watch it myself. You know, but it's only because I've got a lot to do.
just sit and watch it with Katie.
Yeah.
And just say, have you seen this? And if she says no, say, great. Just watch this open mind.
Yeah.
Just accept it for what it is. Yes, it's a cartoon, but there will be stuff that you'll find funny in this.
Yeah, yeah. But then I thought the same about the Simpsons movie. Because I'm more Simpsons than SpongeBob.
Yeah,
get the pitchforks out. But yeah, because I grew up more with Simpsons.
Yes.
So when the Simpsons film came out, I felt a bigger attachment to that than I did for SpongeBob. But SpongeBob's still good.
That's just one big episode, isn't it?
Yeah, and all these things are. And it's just a really good way to make money. Yeah. Oh, we already make millions from the TV show. Let's make a really long episode, but charge people, you know, 20 quid to go to cinema and watch it. And then they'll obviously pay to watch it on Netflix. Oh, we'll end on a little thingamabob that I saw.
Go on.
The kid from the first Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
Right?
Little Charlie.
Is it actually Charlie or was it somebody else?
Oh, anyway. This fact has fallen apart quickly, isn't it?
God, I think it's the Charlie. Today, he is actually a vet.
Is he?
And that was the only film he ever starred in, I read. But because he earns so much from the film being replayed across the world year after year, he earns about 10 million a year.
What?
Just from replays alone, from this OG old school film.
That's nuts.
Yeah, he can just be like a part-time vet. He loves animals and he just lives his best life, living off reaping the rewards of that Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
That's
just
insane.
Just, you know, stroking dogs, giving them their medicines, all that sort of cute stuff.
Yeah,
I saw it today and I forgot to mention it in the chin wag, but how cool is that?
That is super cool.
Yeah, yeah, just a little kid. It's the only thing he's done after that. He's like, I can't get any more acting work. Doesn't matter, mate. You are set for life.
You don't realise how big this film's going to be.
Yeah.
And people love it.
Yeah, it's that thing, isn't it? Your kids are going to love it, sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then he goes off and he does his vet course and he's just earning so much money. God, I wish I was in a film for 10 minutes. And I would love to earn a bit of money for the rest of my life just doing something like that.
Yeah.
But it's difficult. It's difficult to get into it these days.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I've got a mate, he did like all the drama and acting and stuff like that. And he's tried so hard for years to get into proper stuff that isn't theatre or TV film. It is cutthroat.
Yeah, I bet it is.
You know, and he's not a bad looking guy. He actually looks pretty good for TV. But he's just had such a hard time with it. Just goes to show, you know, how difficult the industry could be for some people.
I don't think looks are always that important on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
you always need somebody who's less attractive, don't you?
Yeah, no, this is All I meant was he...
That's how you get cast of EastEnders, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, brr.
Oh, absolutely.
Sorry, there are some good looking people on there, I'm sure.
Steak in the art. Danny Dyer's not in it anymore.
I don't even watch it.
No.
Ever since Barry left, that was it. It went downhill.
Oh, Barry pushed off a cliff. Barry, who pushed him off the cliff?
Oh,
come on now.
I don't know. It wasn't Sonya.
Janine.
Janine. Oh, yeah. Janine.
She married him, didn't she?
Yeah.
And then she killed him.
Yeah. That. Oh, man. I should have known that. I watched that. I actually watched that clip a couple of months ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
How did you stumble on that?
Because it's on my calendar.
Oh, because of the... Yeah. All right. Yeah, yeah.
My calendar's special like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'll let you off because that calendar is pretty epic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, this is a lovely little sidetrack.
Yeah, sorry, Ev. I hope you enjoyed your SpongeBob episode.
Yeah, thank you for suggesting that. Yeah. And if anybody's listened and got this far into SpongeBob and would like to suggest their own movie that we should watch,
yeah,
then yeah, let us know. Send us a DM. We're on Instagram at WIQGDD. Or you can email us at wiqgdd@gmail.com. I was going to ask Sean to do it, but he had a look of panic in his eyes.
I can't do it in order. We do have some suggestions from that video.
Yes.
So we might look into those as time goes on. Yeah. I will actually have to watch some of those because I've not heard of them.
Yes.
But
some are harder to find than others, but yeah, we will endeavour
to get there. But we like these. You know, do you like them as a bonus? Do you want them as a Monday? You know what I mean? Some people have said certain things to us, but
one way or the other,
one way or t'other, you know. But I hope you enjoyed this SpongeBob-esque episode, and if you haven't seen it, please give it a watch.
Yeah, 1 hour 20 on Netflix, easy peasy.
Yeah,
just sit and watch it, and you'll just have a lovely time.
Yeah, yeah. And if you don't like it, you can then have a moan to us, yeah, telling us that you didn't like it.
Yeah, have a little rant. And
I'll add it to the rant section of a chinwag.
Yeah, send us a little voice note of your ranting and I'll play it out on the podcast for you.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Right, lovely. Well, before we go, we would like to actually give Jav a little shout out.
Yes, his Instagram handle is TMJBTV. I don't think he has any of his proper work up. Oh, yes, he does. There's a few animations on his channel because he has a YouTube channel of the same name and he has his animations up on there. Homebrewed.
I'm not going to test you and say he's got three channels on YouTube.
He has got three channels. One of them's like purple. Anyway, it doesn't matter. He does animations on YouTube.
Yes.
Find him, follow him, subscribe. He's really good at what he does.
Really, really good.
And they're quite funny. He's got a good sense of humour and he's a brilliant lad.
Yes. Top man.
Yeah. Top man indeed.
Love him. Right. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, guys.
It's a pleasure talking to you.
Pleasure talking to you, sir.
Look after yourself. Be good. And stay out of the sand.
Stay out of the sand.